This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:36 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Philip. We do have a poll running on our Twitter account at BFM Radio. Head on over there and cast your vote. What are we asking the good folks today?
We're asking the good folks, what kind of impact will Muda have on GE15? The options are, oh no, they're going to split the vote, or they might strengthen ally coalitions, or they could stand alone, gain many wins, right? Or they would have zero impact.
So we're asking this question because the High Court has ordered the Home Ministry to register Muda as a political party within 2 weeks. Now, you may recall that Muda founder YB Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman actually announced his intentions to register the party in September last year on The Breakfast Grill with you, Wong Xiaoning.
So this, yes, with me.
This and is it, a long time coming.
And I asked him again very recently why this was not the case, because even other political parties managed to do so. But this court decision comes after Syed Saddiq and 12 other members of Muda initiated legal proceedings this year against the Home Minister and ROS for rejecting their appeal to register Muda as a political party. With formal registration, Muda will now be eligible to contest in future elections using its own banner. And this is good news for the party, especially on the back of Undi 18 and automatic voter registration being gazetted and implemented from today.
So what's next for Muda and are they ready for GE15? So for a reaction to these developments, we have on the line YB Syed Saddiq himself, founder of Muda. Good morning, Syed, and congratulations to all at Muda. Do you feel vindicated by the High Court ruling and what are your immediate plans following this decision?
Of course, we are very glad with the decision of the High Court. We fought for Muda's registration now for almost a year and a half. And it's been particularly tough on a lot of us. We had to go up and down the court. We had to appeal to the minister many times. We had to go through the courts. I mean, the fact that finally, only after a year and a half, we got our registration is truly an emotional moment. However, we have no time to waste. We want to hit the ground running. Next plan is to organize a national listening tour across Malaysia to go through every single kampong, constituency, to ensure that we listen to what the people want before we construct our manifesto, our way forward, because we want Muda to be a ground-up organisation. We want to ensure that we encapsulate the needs, demands of the people, and we want to ensure that we become the most multiracial, multireligious, moderate and policy-based party in Malaysia, a party prepared to turbocharge Malaysia in the future.
Many say you are a potent political force, but give us a sense in terms of your membership and size. How large are you? What are your number of members? And what's the plan for the coming months in terms of growing the membership?
Yeah, so during the first 3 months of Muda's registration, or the lack of a registration, but the attempt to register, we were able to recruit almost 50,000 members. After that, we had to pull the handbrake because ROS then claimed that if we were to continue any formal registration drive, then we could be dragged to court and be criminally prosecuted. So only after yesterday's decision, technically in 14 days, we can start member registration again. And we look forward to do this, to bring in at least 500,000 Malaysians on board, regardless of race and religion, old and young, to build a strong ground momentum to turbocharge Malaysia forward.
But that sounds like very ambitious plans, though. I'm just curious, how are you going to translate this to wins or gains in GE15? I mean, what's your strategy here?
I think the main strategy is to listen to the people the most. Why I say this? Because in the end, I think the people no longer want cosmetic changes. They want a potent force in which could overhaul Malaysian politics, business, economy, to ensure that we can turbocharge Malaysia forward. They no longer just want cosmetic changes to our education system. They want a complete overhaul. They want to ensure that we decentralize power. They want to ensure that the Prime Minister will no longer be all-powerful. They want a new political system which is more equitable. And I believe these are all things which Muda will champion for. In terms of political strategy, I think anyone who stands for the values of multiracialism, moderation, policy-based politics, those who are keen to disrupt Malaysian politics and to overhaul our political structure are those who we will work with. And preferably, we do want to have a united opposition. We do want to work with those who share the same train of thought, because I believe next election will be one of the most historic elections in Malaysia. And it is important for us to identify partners and allies.
And I'm curious about this party, you know, these allies, is, you know, how you're going to decide in terms of which seats are you going to contest? Because I can assume even your coalition members may not want to give way in certain states, right? And for you to make any headway, you need the power of political machinery and grassroots support. Do you have that?
So that's something which I have to prove them. If we are not a threat, if we are unable to win the hearts and minds of fellow Malaysians, then we don't deserve to call ourselves a disruptive force in Malaysian politics. So the effort has started since a year and a half ago, but now it will be quadrupled. We'll work even harder to prove that Malaysians are with us, share the same aspiration, and that Muda and the people cannot be separated. It is our duty and responsibility to prove that we are an asset, that and that we are the people's voice.
Syed, can I just ask, this High Court decision, it can still be appealed by the government if they choose to do so. Do you have any indication on whether the government will acquiesce with the decision or whether they will appeal?
It truly depends on the government, but it will be an odd decision if they do appeal. Because if you follow the High Court's decision yesterday, the government's counsel, I think, only spent about 30 seconds to a minute to put up his case and respectfully said that he would follow whatever decision the High Court is to make, and a swift decision was made. That's why it was a pleasant surprise yesterday, because usually it could be extended up to January and February for a decision to be made. But I think yesterday it was blatantly clear that the halt in Muda's registration was wrong and unconstitutional, and therefore the High Court acted swiftly, and we are indebted to the Malaysian judiciary.
Now, you know, when we think about Muda, the perception is that you're going to target the young voters. That's the broader perception. But early on, you were saying that you really want to basically shake up the system and basically take an approach that's basically cross multi-segments of the demographics, right? But how do you evolve your messaging to be all-encompassing and all-reaching then?
I believe all Malaysians, regardless of race, religion, young and old, Semenanjung and Borneo, want the same Malaysia. They want Malaysia to become a developed country, a country which is run with integrity, a dignified country. They want a country with a good quality of education. They want a country in which will attract good investments, which will then produce high-quality jobs for Malaysians. They want to reduce the rate of inequality in Malaysia. They want climate justice to be an issue. They want to ensure that our democratic system is all-encompassing and not vindictive, punish those who are not with us, get those to jump on our side to buttress our political opinions. In reality, we want a refresh, reset system. And I believe this cut across all age. I mean, I've met up with many of those who are 60, 70s and above, and they themselves want to see a country in which their children will inherit a good country, a dignified country, a developed country, which can stand as tall as our neighbouring partners like Singapore. And that country is something which I want Muda to be in.
Syed Saddiq, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That was YB Syed Saddiq, Syed Abdul Rahman, MP for More and founder of the next political party to be registered, Muda.
Yeah, he has some very ambitious plans. 500,000 members.
But that goes to show 500,000 is still not enough. You need to get into a coalition.
You need party machinery. You need grassroots support. And guess what? You need some money.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.